little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, August the 14th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a really good show today. 18 days, 6 hours, 15 minutes, and 24 seconds, but who's counting, till Clemson kicks off football. Looking forward to that. Tony Morrell's going to join us today. The Gamecocks had a scrimmage yesterday. We'll get his thoughts on what came out of that. 8:05 this morning. Dabo Swinney met with the media yesterday. We'll get his thoughts. Let you hear from him, actually, on the show today. We got a little audio from last night after practice. We can talk about Muschamp and his clarifying his comments from this past weekend. We'll get to that. We can get into today the Zach Smith stuff. He said he did not inform his former boss, Urban Meyer, that he was arrested and charged with drunken driving and 2013. So we'll get into that a little bit, tell you where that is. Major League Baseball last night, Yankees lose. Braves won a doubleheader yesterday, allowing only 2 runs and in the doubleheader to move 1 game up on the idle Philadelphia Phillies. So Boston 10-game lead in the American League East, Braves 1-game lead in the National League East. There are news and notes out of Clemson's quarterback race today, but they're not the only one. Basically, Dabo Swinney telling us yesterday, hey, this race is going to go on throughout the season. And we kind of told you that, right? And we kind of stuck by that this will be played out, and it will become apparent who plays better in the season when it counts. Both will play. Kind of sounds like what Jim Harbaugh is talking about right now. Kind of sounds like what Jeremy Pruitt's talking about right now. Kind of sounds like what Nick Saban's talking about right now. And kind of sounds like what Kirby Smart's talking about right now. It's like if you don't have chance of playing a couple different quarterbacks in the season to figure things out, then you're not a really good college football team right now. So we'll get into that a little bit today. I have thoughts about Ryder Cup. We now know several of the Ryder Cup team, 8 of the Ryder Cup team members actually for the United States. We'll tell you who those are and how that wrapped up. USAM is going on at Pebble Beach. We got a bunch. We got 10 local players playing. We'll tell you how that worked out. Also have a Brooks Koepka thought, who kind of proved our theory right this weekend as well, and some historical values of what Brooks Koepka has meant, what's going on with him. So, a busy, busy show. As usual, we love hearing from you on our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24. As usual, we love hearing from you on our health care text line, 864-986-1566. And as usual, the precedence of the show is the phone calls that you always like placing here on our Northland Communication phone line, 864-654-ROAR, 864-654-7627. Don't forget, Thursday night, 5 to 8, we'll be at Twin Peaks. Looking forward to that with our annual college football countdown show, where we will unveil a ton of thoughts and theories and picks and all kinds of discussion over there. Look forward to it. Great food, good times, good people. So Huge week coming up this week. Looking forward to that. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the host of segment two, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the gray t-shirt Eskimo brother, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How we doing?
Blessed.
Oh, happy to hear
so
that.
So blessed.
Happy to hear that.
Yeah, man. How about yourself over there? How's Zach Orr doing?
Hey, not too bad. I can't really complain too much this morning.
It's actually, how about you, not yourself, but how was your day yesterday?
How was my day yesterday?
Yep.
My day was just wonderful yesterday.
Yeah.
It was me and the pup all day yesterday.
Winston.
Yep. So, I can't complain with that.
You bust the hinges off the door to get out of here yesterday. Everything okay?
I bust the hinges off the door to get out of here every day.
But why don't you like sitting around and shoot the breeze with us a little bit?
Well, you know what?
It's hurtful.
I can shoot the breeze for 3 hours from 6 to 9.
Really?
And from 9 on, I'm off the clock there, you know?
It's just hurtful to me.
No.
And to Brad and to Ben and Kelly. And we're just like hanging out with you a little bit, man. You know, just let you give a little bit to us. We'll take all we can take from you.
Mm-hmm.
We just need you to give more.
Again, I gave you the 6 to 9. I'm going to give you a good 6 to 9 today.
Really?
And
it's all. And then that's it. You're spent. That's
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. What did you get into yesterday, Mickey Pond? You played a little golf yesterday.
No. Monday's golf course is closed, so I didn't go over there.
Didn't go practice anywhere, nothing like that?
Nah, didn't do that. Yesterday, returned a bunch of phone calls, a bunch of emails, a bunch of texts. Still have some people to call back. From Friday's announcement, people say, you know, thank you, congratulations, you know, that kind of stuff. Did a bunch of that. Went to lunch with a couple of friends. That
sure,
was good.
Sure.
Went to Tiger Sports Shop, checked out the latest. That was good. And to be honest with you, play some FIFA. But to be honest with you, just kind of vegged out yesterday. Watched a little Yankees last night. Watched a little Clemson football from last year. Watched some spring game videos yesterday. Little show prep. You know, you got to watch a lot of that.
Oh, of course.
Watched every single play. Trevor Lawrence was in the game yesterday. Listened to Dabo's post game yesterday. Read a bunch of stuff.
We have some of that for you today if you want to listen to it as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Might do that. Might sprinkle that throughout the show today. Just let Dabo answer a bunch of questions for you. And
I don't see why not.
Yeah, we could do that. This camp is shaping up. It's been a very positive camp so far. You know, a lot of times you get coach speak, and don't get me wrong, I think there is coach speak. But I think him and this team, him and the staff, I should say, they really like this team. Is there, in your mind, is there one thing, is there one or two major storylines, personnel-wise, that have come out of this camp? Because I have one, really, from this camp.
Is there one personnel decision to come out of this camp?
No, is there one personnel storyline to come out of this camp so far? Let me give you mine or whatever, then I'll let you, because I'm trying to lead you down a road, but it's not obvious. So
I guess I didn't find that turn.
Okay,
it's covered. You know, it's
covered.
Dark,
yeah.
It's a hidden driveway.
Right. Obviously, everybody's talking to quarterbacks.
Obviously,
it was asked again yesterday. We'll let you hear his answer later today's show. To me, the storyline coming in. I mean, yeah, I love the fact that Dexter Lawrence is healthy. I didn't think that he wasn't going to be healthy,
mm-hmm.
but to find out just how banged up he was last year, that's something. I didn't need this camp to tell me that they were loaded at linebacker, and that appears to be the case. You can agree with that?
Of course.
Lamar and Joseph and Chad Smith and J.D. Davis and
Trey Lamar appears to be completely healthy and over that stinger.
Right.
So that's exciting.
Three very good cornerbacks you can depend upon. I think the offensive line is probably not surprised people. Dabo said last night it's one of the strengths of the team.
That was going to be one of my guesses, Jordan McFadden.
Yeah, that's a surprise. Here's my main point, that I think so far the storyline of the camp is this freshman class.
Specifically this, right? Like a part of it or all of it together?
All of it. Jeff Scott said yesterday that they felt like they hit on every single offensive player. And he's only speaking for the offense. That they hit on every offensive player. What are you looking at?
Got a bug.
That they hit on every offensive player. And I mean, let me ask you, just in freshman class, did they hit on Trevor Lawrence?
It would appear so.
Okay. Everybody kind of knew that going in. Dixon, a surprise. They hit on him.
Are we gonna we're setting the hit on them already, even though they haven't played?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Because Jeff Scott's saying that.
Okay.
A guy who's seen them in practice now, who's been in meetings with them now, who's watched every single film and every single rep these guys are doing now.
Sure.
I think that he's qualified to say that through nine practices, whatever, that yeah, they hit on them. And again, now let me say this. Not they hit on them so these guys can come in and start and be All-American, but they hit on them and that they are as good or better than they thought. And these, I think he said that yesterday, there's some franchise players in this class. Now, we knew Lawrence. We knew Kendrick. We didn't know Galloway yet because he wasn't all that healthy in the spring, but you could kind of see that.
Sure.
Remember when they came in, some fans were like, what are you doing, man? He's only a 3-star, man. Well, he's going to work out okay. What we didn't know, I mean, you're not shocked that Justin Ross is really good.
No.
But that he's really good this quick, maybe. Jackson Carman losing the weight. But to me, when McFadden and Dixon are getting headlines, that's great. I don't have to tell you how great Xavier Thomas or KJ Henry are going to be, but Mascol, they feel like they hit on him, I think. And obviously, I've got a former coach tells me, man, that Kyler McMichael is going to be a star. You think he hit on Goodrich? You know, I don't think that they Mike Jones, I think they like him so far from what I understand. Jeffries and Venables that are as good or better than what they thought so far. And then B.T. Potter apparently is going to avoid a red shirt and kick this year. It's a small class. But to me, the storyline is, goodness gracious, this freshman class is the best of the classes. Now, not meaning they're the best players right now. Still got to mature. Still got to go through and develop and all those kind of things. But
sure,
where their ceiling is, where their floor starts, whatever. No, I mean, you got 5 5-stars. You got Lawrence. You got, you know, Ross and Kendrick and Thomas and Henderman. There's a bunch of 5-stars in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shocked by that. But when Dixon's better and when McFadden's better, when Michael's as good as you think, it's an unbelievable class, in other words.
How many of those offensive players, stay on the offensive side of the ball right now, challenge for playing time on the 2-deep this year? I know we've read the comments from Jeff Scott where he talks about his wide receivers, right, where he brings along the veteran group and then he has – two of the newcomers, and he kind of introduces them into the offense and sprinkles them in throughout the season. Is there going to be a chance that some of these guys make the jump into that 2-deep automatically?
I think all 7 will.
Whoa.
I didn't think that McFadden would early, but wasn't one of the quotes we heard this weekend is that McFadden will challenge the 2-deep this year?
Challenge, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of that depends on healthy and injuries and things along those lines. The point is that he's bigger, tougher, stronger, getting it quicker than they thought he would. They liked him, but he's getting better, bigger, you know, better than thought he would. Carman certainly will, right?
Yep.
Already is.
Yep.
He was. What did the second team tackle that was in the other day?
That's correct.
I mean, Galloway, I think, already is. Kendrick certainly is, right? They're going to play 9 receivers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dabo said after practice last night, hey, man, you can ask about who's going to start, whatever. We're playing 9 receivers.
I think Kendrick's going to be returning a lot of punts this year.
I think Rodgers will be number one. Kendrick up there. You know, I think Rodgers and Renfro are the two. We want the sure-handed guy, Renfro, go in, and we want a little game-breaker, maybe Rodgers. And I think Kendrick can play his way into that, yes. Ross will certainly do that. It sounds like that Dixon might, and it sounds like that Trevor Lawrence obviously will. So I think all 7.
Goodness gracious.
On defense, certainly Xavier Thomas will, right? I think Henry will.
Will Xavier Thomas be in a 2-deep spot?
Yeah. I think he basically already is.
I don't know if he is.
Who are the 4 ahead of him right now that he can't beat out?
Well, he'll only be playing on one side of the ball, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he can move over.
Would you really move a freshman over, or would you have him be locked in on the one side?
I would want to get my best 11 on the field.
Sure.
Are you telling me, obviously, Farrell and Bryant are starting?
Yes.
You're telling me that by October 1st that he's not going to beat out, or he can't beat out?
Oh, we're talking October 1st, though.
You said, I mean, they're going to play football throughout the season.
Well, yeah.
You said in the season. He can't beat out Foster or Rudolph or redshirt Juergen?
I'm sure he can. I think they're ahead of him still.
I don't know about that. I think that I don't know. By the way, Richard Yergin had a little stinger yesterday.
He was at practice in yellow.
Right.
Yesterday.
You know, Jeffries and Mascol are redshirt candidates. But that's a little bit because of they're not forced to play. Venables and I think Jones is going to play, though.
You're going to have to redshirt somebody.
Yeah.
Someone somewhere is going to have to catch a redshirt at some point.
Yeah. But the point is, this freshman class is amazing.
It sounds almost too good to be true at this point.
Shouldn't be shocked, though. This was a top 10 class, and these are, make sure I'm right by saying this. I don't want to misspeak. Let's just go strictly by rivals.com. This class, let me give you their, where these guys were rated before we take our very first break. The 2018 class, Trevor Lawrence was obviously a five-star. So was Jackson Carman. So was Xavier Thomas. So was KJ Henry. So was Darren Kendrick. So was Justin Ross. Kyler McMichael's top 100. Mario Goodrich was top 100. By the way, Lynn J. Dixon was a four-star. I didn't realize that.
With some services, yes.
With Rivals. Mike Jones, four-star. Matt Scholes, four-star. So I guess the only surprise that, I mean, BT Potter's a kicker. They're not going to have four-star kickers. But I guess McFadden and Galloway are the three stars that are getting a lot of run right now.
How realistic is it that Lynn J. Dixon plays a major supporting role in this offense this year?
I think very realistic.
With three guys ahead of him, three guys who are very established in this offense at this point in time.
First of all, I think Clemson's going to blow a lot of people out.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see a lot of snaps at the end of games. The player you keep hearing is Travis Etienne. Now, I don't think he's as explosive as Etienne. I don't think he's on the top end speed as Etienne, but there's that Etienne factor in there. Remember this time last year, it was all about Etienne, man. This guy's going to be, he keeps breaking tackles in practice. He's having big long runs. Very first scrimmage, Dixon has a 50-yard run. His first time he touches it, 28-yard run. The second time he touches it. So, and you're hearing his pass protection is a little bit better. If he can pass protect, and that's not holding him back.
It's not a little bit better. It is better than what Etienne was at this point last season.
Which is not saying a whole lot, but still.
It's saying a bunch, because how many times we beat that horse
talking
about Etienne?
No, what I'm saying is to be better than him in pass protection is not saying a whole lot, but it is saying a lot because it's that important. But
to pay him the compliment, yeah.
Right. It's not like he was, you know, I don't know who the great pass protectors are back there. NFL lore, you know? Who are the greatest pass protectors running back? But it is important, in other words.
They're called fullbacks.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mike Allstott.
Yeah, there you go. Stick your nose up in there. Before we take a break, Jonathan on our Helter text on 986-1566. Hey, Mickey, do you think this is the most talented team in the Dabo era? Not necessarily the best, but the most talented? Yes. Best and most talented? Yes.
Boy.
Absolutely. What? How can he not?
I know.
This is his best team.
I'm just trying to play a couple games first, man.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, I'm interested in segment two, by the way. What's coming up in segment two?
I was going to talk a little baseball, but I don't want to talk a little baseball anymore. I want to talk about football again.
Okay.
I want to talk about Clemson football specifically.
Okay.
So we'll do that in segment two.
Just quickly, man, this idea that I'm a little surprised because you know, I thought you'd be on board with this, but this stuff about, oh, I want to play some games now. I don't know why you don't trust me.
It's not a lack of trust. It's an apprehension of my own doing. I need to see physical proof first, right? I need something to be in front of my eyes against an opposing team, and that will somehow, some way, validate it to myself.
If you hired Michelangelo to paint your ceilings of your house,
sure,
would you have to wait till it's over to go, you know, man, I think this is going to be really, really good?
Would I have to wait till it's over?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'd have to wait to see part of the first room to think, you know, man, I think the guy's going to do a really good job.
Guy paints one ceiling, and all of a sudden, he's amazing. One chapel ceiling. Right?
If you hired Mozart to come play at your birthday party, do you have to hear a couple of songs first, or do you think that, you know what? I think this guy's going to be pretty good at this thing.
Well, listen, I don't even know if he knows what he's doing. He's deaf. How can I trust a deaf composer? You can find problems with everything.
You heard Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. I don't know Kendrick Lamar.
You don't know Kendrick Lamar.
My buddy says he's really good, though. But to my point, buddy, okay? You don't have to. Just trust me on this one. And I'm not going on any kind of limb, by the way. I just need you to have a little more faith. That might be segment two today, me talking you into a little more faith.
Hey, please talk me into some faith today.
Roosters, get them done, guys. Get the kids going back to school next week or this week and get the boys over there. Introduce your kids to this very early on. Look, the American Style Barbershop is back, and it's back with the modern style. The ladies are going to take care of you over there. The touches, the classic touches of a straight razor shave or shaving the back of your neck with a straight razor. Smelling good, feeling good. Let them take care of you. Got a bunch of different packages over there. If you're in a hurry, they can get you a little express deal. But you know what? Take a little time out for yourself. Treat yourself. RoostersMGC.com, 884-8920. Off of Pelham Road over in Greenville, 884-8920. Ask for forgiveness already. Texture says Mozart wasn't deaf, Beethoven was. I don't think that's right, is it? Was Beethoven deaf? Huh? Thank you very much. One uncle wasn't here. Van Gogh's deaf in one ear. Short break, we'll come back for more right after this.
Hey, students. Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Why Crute LED? Our products make a difference. A difference in daily cost of operation with lower electric bills and less maintenance for a better lit parking lot, a more productive office, a safer workspace, and happy customers. Why Crute LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates and credit them off your cost of installation up front. Why Crute LED? Innovation and experience that delivers the right products with easy installation using the latest technology. Call Crute LED today at 864-401-8156 and put us to work for you.
The 105.5 The Roar annual NCAA college football kickoff show is Thursday, August 16th at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. The whole crew will be on hand to break down the 2018 college football season from 5 until 8 at Twin Peaks, sponsored by Engineered Sleep. The 105.5 The Roar annual NCAA college football kickoff show is Thursday, August 16th at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. The whole crew will be on hand to break down the 2018 college football season from 5 until 8 at Twin Peaks, sponsored by Engineered Sleep.
Hendrick Honda Easley Summer Spectacular is underway right now. the only five-year winner of the Honda President's Award in the Upstate. Visit today to see the difference in their world-class buying experience. Every interaction with customers is fast, fair, easy, and transparent. Check their website for the price of your new Honda. Over 8,000 pre-owned vehicles to choose from as well. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com. That's HendrickHondaSC.com. Or call us at 855-1234. Once again, that's 855-1234.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, okay, tell us how you really feel.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A good time to me. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our precedence here, not precedence, not the right word. Our normal standard here is segment two with Zach Orman, store 24. So, what do you have planned for me over there, buddy? You take some phone calls? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, by all means, please take a couple phone calls.
In other words, you didn't prepare for.
No, I have stuff. We take presents with phone calls here on the show because we have valued listeners.
Okay.
Out there in the world, and we'd like to hear from them early in this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a segment too. I'll let you bring them on, and
No. I'm gonna let Mickey Plyler, the Mickey Plyler Show, talk to his distinguished listeners who call in to talk to Mickey Plyler, not to the producer.
I think we've lost the value of segment two. I think we've just gone way off board and going to segment two. We're kind of like, we just lost our way.
Where did we go astray?
It's supposed to be Zach Orr controlling segment two. Mm-hmm. Talking about whatever you want to talk about. But mm-hmm. That's okay. I'll bring him up. Joe is up first. Hey, good morning, Joe. I really appreciate you calling in and hanging on this morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Couldn't be better, man. Very blessed. Very blessed.
I wanted to say real quick, and I'm going to take your response off air. Dabo stated on yesterday that the quarterback competition is going to go into the season. And I'm under the understanding of football. If you have a senior quarterback and an incoming freshman, and it's that close as far as who's going to start, you go with the freshman quarterback because it shouldn't be that close if you have a senior quarterback that's been in the program for a couple of years. Even with the Colts out and Deshaun Watson situation, Dabo stated that Coach Stout was a better quarterback than Deshaun, and all of a sudden, when we get into the game, Deshaun Watson comes in, and he doesn't come back out. But this situation here, it seems like they're doing a song and dance with the situation. It shouldn't be that close for Kelly Bryant to be a senior and Trevor Lawrence to be a freshman. And I just wanted to take your response to that.
Joe, I appreciate your phone call. Hope you have a great Tuesday today. I don't think Joe's wrong. In almost every case, the seniors should be ahead and it shouldn't be a competition. We should be surprised that it is a competition. With that said, I think Dabo and his staff have handled it really well so far. And I think they will continue to handle it really well. A couple of things here. Number one, don't you have to have both guys continue to be engaged?
Yes.
If you named one a starter now, isn't there a chance that one could back down? And I think for Kelly Bryant, one of the things that happened to him is that he knew Deshaun Watson was going to be the starter, and so you don't push yourself. No, I should say don't push yourself, but you know you realize that hey, mm-hmm. I'm playing behind guys, and so I don't prepare as hard. I'm not saying he didn't do. I'm not saying that, but there's a tendency to do that. I've seen this all the time. Guys that don't play a whole lot, you don't have their attention. And they don't prepare like they're going to play a whole lot. So there's a chance you're going to need two quarterbacks at any point in time, any game. So why not have both guys continue to be engaged? The other part of it is a friend's theory and someone who works here's theory, and I think is right, is that a lot of the offensive staff wants to play Lawrence and play him more. But they don't have to answer to the – they don't sit in the chair that Dabo Swinney sits in. Dabo Swinney has to answer to Cleveland Farrell and Christian Wilkins and and Trey Lamar and Kendall Joseph, guys that are seniors on the other side of the ball, that, you know what, that's their guy. I talked to a former Clemson athlete yesterday, and I said, in your sport, how would it have gone over if in your senior year you would have got beaten out? He goes, well, I basically did get beaten out by a superstar freshman, but I held him off for 10 or 12 games, and I had surgery. And the guy came in and took over. Without surgery, who knows how long he could have held him off. He goes, but you know what? While I had my guys on the team, while I had the loyalty in my corner, the guys that I lifted with, ran with, worked out with, in the end, the guys still want to win more. I think that most of the players on Clemson's team feel that way now. I'd be surprised if they don't, but they still want to see it first. All the practice, all that gets you a chance to play. You have to prove it in the games. Clemson has afforded the luxury to be able for these two guys to come in and prove it in the games.
You watched his response yesterday. You read his response yesterday after
watched
practice.
It and read it, yes.
To me, and this is what I wanted to jump into, because I thought his response was interesting. And if you kind of read between the lines a little bit, it offered a little bit of insight into how he's approaching this. He talks about waiting till the games. No one's going to separate until we start playing some games, is the indirect quote that he uses yesterday. Is that Dabo saying, I don't want to talk about this anymore, we're going to make a decision down the road? Or is it seriously that close and seriously going to take that long to decide who's going to be a better quarterback to lead this team throughout the season?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. But I think that they don't mind playing two quarterbacks.
I hate that.
I don't mind that at all.
I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Because for years, the entirety of my football fandom, the old mantra goes out there, right? If you don't have one quarterback, or if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one quarterback, right? That's been just ingrained into you the entire time that you've watched football. It's
I don't believe that, though. I watched the 1984 soccer on the Gamecocks, Mike Holt, Alan Mitchell.
Sure. There's always exceptions to the rule.
Right.
You know, the Tim Tebow and Leak.
Chris Leak.
Florida Gators team, absolutely. But more times than not, that rule stands up time and time again across college football. It just does.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping this is Tim Tebow, Chris Leak kind of situation.
In theory, let me ask you this. In theory, preparing, let's say the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to prepare for one quarterback as opposed to two? Because they are so stylistically different.
But they're running the same offense.
Are they?
The whole offense is built off RPOs, right?
No.
Yes. Mm-mm. That's where that offense makes its bread and butter.
I'll ask you this.
Allows them to go down.
I'll ask you this. Was Clemson's offense different in preparing for, scheme-wise, with Deshaun Watson at the helm compared to Kelly Bryant?
Yeah, they weren't throwing downfield as much with
right.
Kelly Bryant.
Did you see the spring game? Did the offense look different, what they're trying to do with Kelly Bryant in the game compared to Trevor Lawrence?
Sure, but that being said, we just read yesterday and heard yesterday how Kelly has taken another step, taken a jump, and has been throwing the ball down the field.
Probably has.
Unbelievably well.
Probably has.
We heard the same thing last year, and then he wasn't.
If you are a safety.
Is that fair to say?
Yes. Well, no. He threw it downfield a heck of a lot better. I thought he was going to throw it downfield last year.
But
a heck of a lot better.
Wasn't close to what it needed to be a legitimate threat game in and game out.
I mean, they averaged a ton of points and a ton of yards.
I understand.
You can say that, but in the end, they averaged the offense was pretty doggone good last year. In the end, the offense looked pretty good up there at Louisville, putting up 47. Put up 31 on Virginia Tech, 38 on NC State, 31 on Florida State, 34 on South Carolina, 38 on Miami. Looked pretty good in a lot of games.
That offense was based on Kelly Bryant getting the ball out of his hands quickly.
Right.
And they leaned on two horses in the backfield.
Right.
Kelly ran the ball a ton.
Let me ask you something, though. If you're a safety
mm-hmm.
and you're playing against Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
If you're telling me the offense doesn't change or shouldn't change based upon just the RPOs, whatever, if you're a safety, are you going to play the same depth, the same keys, the same? Are your instincts telling you the same thing if Kelly Bryant's back there compared to Trevor Lawrence?
Are your instincts telling you the same thing?
Are you going to, in other words,
are you going to respect the over-the-top pass?
Right.
No, probably not as much.
Okay. So to me, the offenses will be different. I mean, the terminology of this saying, they'll try to run some of the same plays, but the offense is going to be different if Lawrence is in there and Bryant's in there. So, with that said, my point is this. If you're a defensive coordinator that's trying to prepare for this, what's wrong with playing two quarterbacks, having to prepare
for
two?
If you're a defensive coordinator, 16 runs onto the field, you're playing too deep over the top there. I mean, that's what you're doing. You're taking away that aspect of his game.
And thus,
that's what you think he's coming in for.
And thus,
right?
Everything. Thus, the running game should be better.
Okay.
And thus,
if not,
better.
Then you're putting eight in the box, and you're going to make Kelly Bryant beat you. And if what Dabo talked about yesterday is true, that should be okay, right? Yeah. That should be encouraged based on the fact that he's taken another step, allegedly.
QCT says, Mickey's beat the no downfield passing game all off season, especially against Bama. Now he's riding the fence. No, there were times last year, and a texter made a good point, that pre-injury that he threw it pretty well. There are times last year where he threw the ball downfield pretty well, especially early in the season. As the season went on, I thought he got a little more tentative. But he threw the ball downfield last year against Louisville. Hit a couple of those passes to McLeod against Auburn. He threw several of those, one against Virginia Tech maybe.
Rager was open by about 20 yards at Louisville. Right. And Feaster had nobody within 40 of him.
He made a very good pass to Hunter Renfro early in that Louisville game on the very first drive. For about 25, 30.
Very, very true.
I mean, it's not like he was totally in up throwing the ball downfield.
Mm-hmm.
As the season went on, he caged in a little bit more. Didn't cut it loose quite as much as the season went on. But, you know, made some throws. I mean, it's not like he couldn't throw it. Anyway, I don't see what's wrong with how they've handled it. And in the end, here's how it's going to play out. Both guys will have a chance to play. We keep score on the scorebook. I mean, the scoreboard. Whoever moves the ball better will continue to play more. Is it going to be 50-50 the first week? I don't know. But Zach, here's how it's going to play out. Let's assume it's 50-50 the first week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You give me. Is it 70-30 Bryant the first week?
60-40.
All right. If one guy gets 60%, the other guy gets 40, whoever plays better in that, it will move 5% or 10% more. If Bryant plays better, it'll go to 70-30. If Lawrence plays better, it moves to 50-50. These numbers are obviously arbitrary. I don't know exactly what it's going to be. And then in week two, you play 50-50. If Bryant plays better that week, it goes back to 60-40. If Lawrence goes, it'll be 60-40 Lawrence. So, you know, and then the gap could be 70-30, could be 80-20, could be 50-50 every single game. Depending on if they both play great and both blew the ball and it's both the same thing, then why not keep playing both of them?
Sure.
If there's no drop off, then why in the world would you ever not play both of them? If you find out that, you know what, the two quarterback system's not working and we need more continuity in our offense and the guys are clamoring for it and the receivers are telling you, hey man, we think Bryant needs to play more, we think Lawrence needs to play more. If the offensive line's telling you that, your players, you know, your coaches are looking at, you're evaluating it.
They are telling you that right now. You just admitted that.
Who?
You're telling me that this staff wants to play Trevor Lawrence more, but they don't.
The offensive staff does.
Okay, well, that's what the staff that matters, right? They want to play him more.
No, the head coach is the one that matters because he's got to answer to all the seniors on the
defense.
Did
he hire the seniors to come make personnel decisions?
And you're right about this. Players don't decide. Well, players decide who plays, but not their opinions decide who plays. Their performance decide who plays.
Have we seen – how many quotes have we seen about Trevor Lawrence slinging the ball around camp? How many times do they ask wide receiver or a tight end or running back, whatever, and they smile first before answering the question?
And all that's true. With that said, though, I do think Kelly Bryant has improved and will continue to improve.
I don't like this. I don't like the way that you've turned on our boy Trevor Lawrence.
It's not true. Finally, how about this right here? Somebody's gotten to Mickey's butt. He's backtracking on Kelly Bryant criticism. I didn't criticize Kelly Bryant. I've never criticized Kelly Bryant. I've evaluated that he's not as good a downfield passer as Trevor Lawrence. Is that a shock to anybody? How did anybody not know that? But tell me one time where I've come out and I've criticized him.
I didn't say this. I didn't text you this.
I'm just telling you that it's not Surprising. Lawrence is a better passer between the two. Kelly's improving. They're both going to play. Why do you have to sign a starter right now? Why do you have to have the guy who's going to play the majority of snaps right now? Why not just, you know, hey, the Furman, it's a glorified scrimmage. Let's see how they do.
But it's not, though.
What?
Because it very much matters. You have a gigantic test week two out of College Station. Those snaps are ridiculously meaningful the week before.
And so are the snaps in practice today and tomorrow and in the scrimmage, whatever. Those are ramped up one more. It's the most important scrimmage they have is the Furman game.
If that's going to be, if Trevor's going to be your guy, mm-hmm. and you've already have yourself thinking that, but you want to, you know, pay homage to the senior status of Kelly Bryant and you want to keep him engaged, you need to give this kid a ton of important snaps in the Furman game.
But what if Kelly what if Kelly's playing really, really well?
What if Trevor's playing really, really well?
Then they both play. If they both are playing really, really well, then they both play.
What if Trevor's playing really, really well? Really, really well.
Then
he's got 3 years left. Kelly's done after this year.
I only worried about 2018.
It's done. I'm on to 2019, 2020.
Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Get in touch with them. They can help you out. I love my friends at Harbin Lumber. Let them take care of you if you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman. They team with you. They want to make you more efficient with your time, more efficient with your money. You don't need to be worried about your materials. They're going to give you the best materials, every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. That way you can concentrate on your clients. You can concentrate on your personnel, on your marketing, on your invoicing. You concentrate on all the other stuff rather than worrying about anything else. This is controllable. This is one of those variables that can be controlled. Can't control the weather. Can't control your other things going on. You can control this. Let Harbin Lumber do it for you. 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Short break, more after this.
Hey, football fans, join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is easily at Pickens. Pre-game starts at 7 right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2018 Clemson football single game tickets are currently available.
So at left side looking for Higgins in the end zone. Ball batted up in there. Higgins comes down with a touchdown.
Visit ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets to see the Tigers in Memorial Stadium this fall. You can also visit ClemsonTigers.com for a list of game day designations to help plan out your visit to Clemson. Be sure and purchase your tickets today before they are gone. It's Clemson Tiger football. We'll see you in Death Valley.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Hi friends, Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Trane or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500.
Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Mickey Plyler here. It's almost back to school time. Get those summer messes cleaned up with Zero Res. Three rooms clean for $129 and a free hallway when you mention my name, Mickey. Insanely clean carpets with Zero Res. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials.
You have the Samsung Galaxy S9. You are holding the fastest smartphone in your hands. It's the fastest smartphone in your house, in your workplace, in your city. Which means you can scroll faster, load faster, stream faster, watch faster, and search faster. All because you have the Samsung Galaxy S9. The fastest smartphone ever.
Analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligent data for February to April 2018, comparing mean download speeds, weighted averages on major nationwide carriers, 4G LTE network results.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My friends at Harry's Razors want you to give them a call. Go online and get everything set up. It's our great friends at Harry's now. These guys are amazing. It's a world class with the best pricing. In other words, you play $2 a blade. That Gillette Fusion Pro Shield, it's less than half the price of that. A lot of companies out there are now doing this thing where you join a shave club and you're forced to buy things every month. Harry's doesn't do that. You can do it a la carte. You can buy them. You can go to certain Walmarts or certain Targets and you can do this. Here's what I'm telling you. It's 100% money back guarantee. You're going to love your shave. You're going to love the quality of it. You can love the price of it. And for a limited time only right now, they got a special offer for listeners of the show. New customers, $5 off a shave set at harrys.com with the promo code Mickey. That means you get the starter set, 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foam gel, travel cover for $3, plus free shipping when you use the code Mickey at harrys.com. Join the millions who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use the code Mickey at checkout to claim this offer. What are you doing over there? What do you got over there? That's a little emergency?
Yeah.
All right.
A little vitamin C.
I must be the worst communicator in the world. Else people just can't. They hear what. I realize this. People hear what they want to hear.
Now that sounds correct.
Okay. At no point in time have I criticized Kelly Bryant.
It is the surface of the sun in this studio right now.
What?
It is so hot in this studio.
The air just came back on.
Thank goodness.
It's the coldest place in America over here.
It is so hot.
I got Balboa hitting meat over here. I got Gretzky skiing and Dorothy Hamill doing Hamill Camels. The Greenville Growl or whatever those people are. I don't know what the hockey team's
name
is.
Two behind. It's the Swamp Rabbits now.
Yeah.
Growl, Road Warrior, Swamp Rabbits.
Oh, so freezing. All right. I point out that he's not the greatest of downfield passers. And by the way, save the stuff about Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, get that out of my face.
That's not – anybody can watch and know that Kelly Bryant's specialty is not throwing the ball downfield.
That is ridiculously misleading. Because it's a minimum of 30 attempts to be on that list. So that averages just over 2 a game for Kelly Bryant.
Right.
And for, you know, a little comparison's sake, Deshaun Watson was averaging just over 2 a quarter when he was at Clemson. So it just doesn't quite add up.
Right. I agree with all that. But I hadn't been critical of Kelly Bryant. When you praise Trevor Lawrence and say that Trevor Lawrence is a better passer and a better downfield passer than Kelly Bryant, that's not ripping Kelly Bryant. That's not up Kelly Bryant's butt on just killing him on something. That's just being overly sensitive to it. What we've said many – how many times have I said – okay, let me preface by saying this. He won 12 games last year. He led the ACC championship. He beat Louisville on the road. He beat Virginia Tech on the road. He beat Florida State. He beat South Carolina on the road. He beat Miami 38-3. He's the number one team in the playoffs going into it. But Trevor Lawrence throws it better downfield. So why are you criticizing Kelly Bryant? Like, what? What? How did you get that out of that? You know?
I hear you.
And oh, by the way, what you just told me – last segment was, I don't like all this Kelly Bryant talk now. You're off the Trevor Lawrence bandwagon. No, I'm not. No.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You are, and it terrifies me.
No, not at all.
You want to know what it seems like to me? It seems like you've had a conversation. You were privy to a conversation with a coaching staff member, and now you know. And it's hurting my soul to see you go and back away from your Trevor Lawrence love and fandom. You took his picture off of your screensaver. Like, it's now just... it's just Marin and Marley. It used to be Trevor Lawrence throwing the football, and now it's Marin and Marley.
It's never been Trevor Lawrence, and right now it's Daisy and Marley.
Ugh.
Goodness gracious.
Just hate to hear that.
I can't believe you hear what you want to hear that way.
I don't hear what I want to hear. I'm reading between the lines of the Mickey Pilot Show.
Let me get Mike, 654 Roar. Hey, Mike, add some sanity to this show. How you doing this morning?
I would gladly do so. So, I'm not even a Clemson fan, and I can see this, and this is what blows my mind about this whole thing. Of course, you want to talk, and it's right to say, you know, the better quarterback will play, blah, blah, blah. But clearly, you don't know your coach. Because if you can answer this one question honestly, you know the answer, and this discussion's done. All right, so who is a better quarterback, Kelly Bryant or Cole Stout?
Kelly Bryant.
By how much?
I mean, that's
two questions, Mike. That's two questions.
Yeah, and by the way, Mike, yeah, that's two questions. You said one question. That's two.
Okay, sorry. Right.
Anyway, what's your second question, Mike?
All right, well, of those two quarterbacks, which one's better, Deshaun Watson, Cole Stout, or Kelly Bryant? And what happened to Deshaun Watson's freshman year?
All right, so let me follow. The first question is who's better, Cole Stout or Kelly Bryant? And the answer to that question is
correct.
Kelly Bryant.
Bam.
The next question.
So why is there a discussion? Yeah.
Hold on. The next question is who's better, Deshaun Watson, Kelly Bryant, or Trevor Lawrence? Well.
No. Or Cole Stout.
Or Cole Stout. Well, I know who's not. And
no,
Cole Stout's not the
Trevor,
best of those four.
Okay. Right. How long did it take until Deshaun Watson got to play?
Well, he played the very first game against Georgia.
Yeah, he could have beat him if he played more.
We don't know that. Did you watch Deshaun Watson after the first drive he was in the game? Because he didn't do anything in the other three drives he was in the game.
Yeah, he didn't do anything the whole season. He may have hurt his thumb at one point, but my point is...
he didn't do anything the whole season?
He did do something the whole season. He looked great in the games he played.
Battle between Cole Stout. Why was there a battle between Cole Stout and Deshaun Watson?
Because this is simple, Mike. I'll answer that very simple. And Deshaun Watson was 175 pounds when he got here. Deshaun Watson had knee problems had a knee issue in high school. And when he got here in the spring, he missed a lot of the spring because he had a collarbone issue. And then in the, you know, Cole Stout that took control of the situation there. They knew that at some point in time Watson was going to take over, but his fragility that they proved that to be right because later in that year when he broke his thumb or hurt his hand against Louisville, he missed some games, and then he tore his ACL. So aren't you glad that they kept Cole Stout engaged when they played Oklahoma when he came in and played again? To compare 175-pound Deshaun Watson to a 6'6", 6'5", 217-pound Trevor Lawrence, it's not even close. Also, Cole Stout's not Kelly Bryant. These are two completely different situations. And, oh, by the way, two different quarterback coaches. And, oh, by the way, two different offensive coordinators than last time. The two aren't even close to having any kind of relevance with each other. This is night and day. These are apples and oranges and has nothing to do with each other.
That's my point, is there shouldn't have been a question between Cole Stout and Deshaun Watson.
Mike, you didn't hear me.
And then actually getting taken up the field. I did.
No. You didn't hear me. Let me make this very clear for you, Mike. You weren't at practice. You didn't know. You weren't at spring. Deshaun Watson wasn't at spring practice because he hurt his collarbone in spring practice. He didn't play in a spring game that year, if you remember. So you can't name a starter. If your guy's hurt and doesn't practice a whole lot in the spring, you can't name him the starter. He's got a guy to go in and earn it. And guess what he did, Mike? In the third game of the year, he played about half the snaps in the second game of the year. If you remember, they played South Carolina State. Mm-hmm. He played about half the snaps in a 73-7 win there. And then in the end of the first quarter,
Hold on, Mike.
Let me finish, please. At the end of the first quarter, Deshaun Watson took over in the third game of the year. Simple.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike. I mean, it can't be more simple than that, dude. Oh, my goodness. We'll take a break. We'll come back. What was the point? That point flew way over my head right there. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, hour number two.